The Letter to the Hebrews, Chapter 5. Every high priest is taken from among mortals and appointed to be their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sin. He is able to understand the ignorant and erring, for he himself is subject to weakness. This is why he is bound to offer sacrifices for his sins as well as for the sins of the people. Besides, one does not presume to take this dignity, but takes it only when called by God, as Aaron was. Nor did Christ become high priest in taking upon himself this dignity, but it was given to him by the one who says, "You are my son, I have begotten you today." And in another place, "You are a priest forever in the priestly order of Melchizedek." Christ, in the days of his mortal life, offered his sacrifice with tears and cries. He prayed to him who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his humble submission. Although he was son, he learned through suffering what obedience was, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for those who obey him. This is how God proclaimed him priest in the order of Melchizedek. You should be teachers. About this we have much to say, but it is difficult to explain, for you have become dull in understanding. You should be teachers by this time, but in fact you need to be taught again the basic elements of God's teaching. You need milk, not solid food. Those fed with milk are still infants. This refers to those who have not been tested in the way of righteousness. Solid food is for adults who have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.